your right to question a decision made on your Supplemental Security Income SSI claim. SSA publication number 05-11008, June 2012. The contents of this audio publication are Introduction, When to Appeal, How to Appeal, Continuation of Payments, Your Right to Representation, Reconsideration, Hearing, Appeals Council Review, Federal Court, Contacting Social Security. Introduction. We want to be sure that you get all of the Supplemental Security Income SSI benefits you are eligible to receive. We carefully look at all the facts before we make a decision about your SSI. If we decide you do not qualify for SSI payments, or if you disagree with our decision because it was unfavorable or only partly favorable to you, you can appeal our decision. That means you can ask us to look at your case again. When you ask for an appeal, we will look at the entire decision, not just the part you disagree with. If our decision was wrong, we will change it. There are four levels of appeal depending on the issue being appealed. If you are not satisfied with the decision at one level, you may appeal to the next. The levels are reconsideration, hearing by an administrative law judge, appeals council review, and federal court. When to appeal. The most important thing to remember about an appeal is the time frame during which you can ask for one. Generally, you have 60 days from the date of the letter telling you about our decision. We assume you get our letter within 5 days after the date on the decision letter, unless you can show us you got it later. If you do not appeal within the 60-day time limit, you may lose your right to appeal and the last decision we made becomes final. For example, if you do not ask for a reconsideration within 60 days, you may lose your right to have your case reconsidered. If you have a good reason for not appealing your case within the time limits, we may give you more time. A request for more time must be made to us in writing, stating the reason for the delay. When the last day of a time limit is on a Saturday, Sunday, or national holiday, the time limit ends on the next workday. How to appeal. You must request your appeal in writing. You can call us and ask for the appeal form, Form SSA-561, or send us a note with your Social Security number stating that you wish to appeal the decision in your case. If you filed for SSI and your claim was denied for medical reasons, you may request an appeal on our website, www.socialsecurity.gov/disability/appeal. Continuation of payments. In some cases, if you ask for an appeal within 10 days after the date you receive our letter, your payments will continue while we make a decision on your appeal. If your appeal is turned down, you may have to pay back any money you are not eligible to get your right to representation. You can handle your own appeal with free help from Social Security, or you can choose to have a representative help you. We will work with this person just as we would work with you. Your representative can act for you in most Social Security matters and will receive a copy of any letters we send you. We can give you information about organizations that may help you find a representative. Many representatives charge a fee, but there are others who provide free services if you qualify, or who only charge a fee if you are awarded benefits. Usually, your representative will need our written approval before collecting a fee. If you decide to select a representative, you need to tell us in writing. You may use our special form for this purpose. Appointment of Representative Form SSA-1696-U4. If you want more information about having a representative, ask for your right to representation, publication number 05-10075. All forms and publications are available on our website. By calling our toll-free number or by contacting any Social Security office. Reconsideration. A reconsideration is a complete review of your claim by someone who did not take part in the first decision. That person will look at all the evidence used to make the original decision, plus any new evidence. If you are appealing a decision about your medical condition, your reconsideration will be handled by a process we call case review. If you are appealing any other decision, you can choose either a case review, an informal conference, or a formal conference. They are explained below. Case review, in this kind of reconsideration, we look at your case without meeting with you, but you have the right to see what is in your file before we look at your case. You also can give us more information about your case. Informal conference, just like a case review, you can look at your file and give us more information. You also can come to the conference and tell the person who will be looking at your case why you disagree with our first decision. You can bring witnesses to talk about your case, and you can bring your representative, if you have one, to the conference. Formal conference, this method is available if we change or stop your payment. A formal conference allows you to question witnesses, and we can require witnesses to appear. When we make a decision on your reconsideration, we will send you a letter explaining the decision. Hearing. If you disagree with the reconsideration decision, you may ask for a hearing. The hearing will be conducted by an administrative law judge who had no part in the original decision or the reconsideration of your case. The hearing is usually held within 75 miles of your home. The administrative law judge will notify you of the time and place of the hearing. Before the hearing, we may ask you to give us more evidence and to clarify information about your claim. You may look at the information in your file and give new information. At the hearing, the administrative law judge will question you and any witnesses you bring. Other witnesses, such as medical or vocational experts, also may give us information at the hearing. You or your representative may question the witnesses. In certain situations, we may hold your hearing by a video conference rather than in person. We will let you know ahead of time if this is the case. With video hearings, we can make the hearing more convenient for you. Often, an appearance by video hearing can be scheduled faster than an in-person appearance. Also, a video hearing location may be closer to your home. That might make it easier for you to have witnesses and other people accompany you. It is usually to your advantage to attend the hearing in person or video conference. You and your representative, if you have one, should come to the hearing and explain your case. If you are unable to attend a hearing or do not wish to do so, you must tell us why in writing as soon as you can, unless the administrative law judge believes your presence is necessary to decide your case and requires you to attend. You will not have to go. Or we may be able to make other arrangements for you, such as changing the time or place of your hearing. You have to have a good reason for us to make other arrangements. After the hearing, the judge will make a decision based on all the information in your case, including any new information you give. We will send you a letter and a copy of the judge's decision. Appeals Council Review. If you disagree with the hearing decision made by the administrative law judge, you may ask for a review by Social Security's Appeals Council. The Appeals Council looks to all requests for review, but it may deny a request if it believes the hearing decision was correct. If the Appeals Council denies your request for review, you will get a letter explaining the denial. If the Appeals Council decides to review your case, the council will either decide your case itself or issue an order returning your case to an administrative law judge for further action. If the Appeals Council decides your case itself, we will send you a copy of the decision. If the Appeals Council returns your case to an administrative law judge, we will send you a letter and a copy of the order. Federal Court. If you disagree with the Appeals Council's decision, or if the Appeals Council decides not to review your case, you may file a lawsuit in a federal district court. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213 for the deaf or hard of hearing. Call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Generally, you'll have a shorter wait time if you call during the week after Tuesday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.